We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We welcome in now the voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, how are you?
I'm great, man. It was great to hear him talking about electric football and Tecmo Bowl. That's where I got my start, in the frat house in college. I would actually call my fraternity brothers who would play Tecmo Bowl. I would sit back and make up names and call the action from the couch, drinking a cold one.
Are you serious? Are you pulling my leg here?
No, absolutely true. That's what's funny. I was back in South Carolina this past winter and got to see a few of my old brothers, and they were like, I cannot believe you made a living out of what you used to do, goofing off at the frat house on random Wednesday and Thursday nights.
That's a pretty good story in and of itself right there. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers, got his start on Tecmo Bowl, calling games in the frat house. I like it. I like it. Chris, by the way, I wanted to tell you, this is back during the Tennessee series, and you were describing, you were using some Star Wars analogies describing the game to a degree. I think this was maybe in pregame. Can't remember the exact context, but I tweeted you and said, hey, keep the Star Wars analogies going, man. And that does me wonders. If you can keep that up, I'm a very happy man. As you know, I'm a very avid LSU baseball watcher, so I hear it and I'm listening to you, and so I will never be upset if you drop some references. You know,
making a note now, Christian. More Star Wars references. I got it.
All right, so let's boil it down to last night. 5-1, LSU took home the first game of the series, and Landon Marceau just was dominant. He outpitched South Carolina's star. And that's kind of a key battle that everybody kind of focused on and circled. Is if Marceau can outpitch Thomas Farr, that was going to give LSU a big advantage, and he did that.
Yeah, you know, talking to Coach Maneri earlier in the week and then visiting with him yesterday in his office, it's one of the things he said to me. He said, hey, look, deservedly so, Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter, those guys are the cream of the crop. He said, but, you know, probably not getting enough due credit is the South Carolina staff, especially their starters. And it started, obviously, with Thomas Farr. And, you know, I asked him, what's the message to Landon Marceau tonight? And he said, go out there, meet and exceed what you get from our opponent. And, boy, did he ever. It was interesting, too, for those who have watched Landon this season, really have watched his career. It stood out to me last night that the design was to get the breaking ball and the off-speed stuff over early for strikes. And then it really had South Carolina's batters a little uncomfortable. I think they were all early in the game looking for fastball, especially to start the at-bat. And he was dropping the slider in for strikes. It's 0-1. His changeup was really effective. And then his 92, 93-mile-an-hour fastball suddenly looks 95 or 96. And, 12 strikeouts, you know, a new career high. He was phenomenal. And, you know, I'm going to tell Paul today when I get to the ballpark, you know, South Carolina probably doesn't get its just desserts. But I don't think Landon Marceau has gotten enough credit. Again, his win-loss record, you know, he suffered some tough games, but he has really been pretty consistent. But so far, that performance last night was the best of the year.
Yeah, I think he should be 6-1. If I'm being honest, I think there was two games where the offense just didn't show up for him. He should be 6-1, not 4-3.
Agreed. Totally agree.
Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. Chris, in the series against Mississippi State, not so much against Tennessee, but Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings this year. That's just a fact. But they looked LSU looked a little overwhelmed, whereas now here lately, they look like they, while they took those lumps, they grew from those lumps. You agree with that?
Yeah, I've used the analogy of a boxer. I felt like in the first three conference series, again, against very good teams, Mississippi State, obviously Vanderbilt, who at the time looked like nobody would beat them, and then they went to Georgia and lost 2 or 3 to the Bulldogs. But still, you know, obviously a top team in Tennessee, which a lot of people were kind of doubting, thought they were overrated. They've kind of proven so far that they're deserved of the top 10 ranking. To me, LSU looked like a boxer who comes out for the first time with no experience, no training, closes his eyes, and just starts throwing windmills. And going back to the Kentucky series and certainly last night, now they look like a trained fighter who's, you know, using the proper footwork. He knows when to defend. He knows when to get his strategic shots in, you know, midsection and go for the jaw. They look more comfortable. And, you know, it just looked night and day different than what we saw earlier this year. And that's why when I look at the last four games, sure, the game Sunday in Lexington got away from you late. That was a 2-run game until the bottom of the seventh inning. But again, Friday night against Kentucky, they looked like the better, more mature team. Same thing on Saturday when they held off that late rally and got the 8-6 win. And then last night, anybody turns on the television or was at the game, I mean, LSU looked like the better team, and you're talking about the number 5 team in the country in South Carolina. So, yeah, I think you're right on. I think they look like they were a little lost, not sure of themselves, and they have a different look and a different demeanor, at least over the last 4 games. And you got to hope that continues because they've gotten themselves in such a deep hole with 17 conference games remaining. I don't like to get in the game of how many do they have to win. It's one game at a time. But they look more comfortable going into those matchups than they did 3 weeks ago.
Cade Beloso last night, two for three, hit a home run. He had a pretty good series, if my memory serves correctly, from Kentucky or against Kentucky. His bat looks like it's starting to heat up a little bit. How different of a lineup are they if his bat is hot and stays hot?
Yeah, I think that's been the key. And, you know, Doug Thompson, who does the games with me, you know, he's been saying 4 or 5 weeks now that, you know, if LSU is going to make a run, Cade Beloso has to be a big part of that offensively. And, you know, early in the season, he was knocking the cover off the baseball, but had some bad luck hitting it right at guys or line drives, right to the outfielders, had a couple of, you know, balls that would have been doubles, possibly even triples down the line that were taken away by great defensive plays. And then I think his confidence dropped a little bit. And then we started to see some strikeouts. Then we started to see some bad swings. But Coach Maneri said week before last that kind of, you know, he and Eddie Smith worked on some of the mechanics. He said Cade took to it like a fish to water. And, you know, so far the results are good. You know, 7 RBIs in that series against Kentucky. He was a play at the plate from having 8 RBIs against the Wildcats. And now he's a guy that steps up and you feel like, okay, there's men on base. Cade Beloso is the guy you want there because he's gonna make something happen with the bat. So, you know, I think Cade's a big part of that. I think the other transformation for this team is that against Kentucky and again last night, it wasn't as if, uh-oh, Cruz got out, Morgan got out, Cade Doty grounded out. Mm-hmm. Now what are we going to do until those guys come up again at the top of the order? Now you've got, over the last, again, 4 games, 6, 7 guys out of the 9 in the lineup that I think you feel pretty comfortable with when they step into the box.
Shortstop Jordan Thompson, I know, has had his moments this year where, you know, he's been saddled with an error here or there. But last night, I think it was a pivotal point in the game. LSU was still shutting out South Carolina at the time. And there's one out, if memory serves me correctly, and the ball was hit right to Jordan Thompson, and he gunned out the South Carolina base runner at the plate. It wasn't even close. That arm strength is something to be pretty mesmerized by.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the former players talking to Coach Maneri and Coach Nolan Kane, they think he's got the best arm for an infielder maybe ever at LSU. Now, that's, I mean, you think about that statement. You're right. Yeah, I mean, you think about that statement, and as you pointed out, there's been some miscues early on. But he is coming into his own, and I guess you could say last night he saved 2, maybe 3 runs. There was the play when he dove to his left with 2 outs, runner 2nd and 3rd. Looked like South Carolina had their first opportunity, and at that point it was a 2-0 lead that they were going to get on the scoreboard. And he makes that play, hops up, makes the throw to Morgan, and again Trey Morgan does what he does so spectacularly, digs it out of the dirt, and suddenly you're out of the inning, and it's still a 2-0 game. And then the play you talk about where the ball smoked right at him and he had the situational awareness to know, I have the time. This may not be the textbook play but I have the time based on where the guy is at third, how fast this ball got to me, and I've got time to make a good throw, and he guns him out at the plate. So, you know, again, he went 8 for 12 at the plate last week against Kentucky. Not bad when you bat 667 and you can field like that. So I think the future is bright, and I'm not talking about 2022. I'm talking about 2021 with Jordan Thompson.
Yeah, in particular, he wasn't even penciled in to be the everyday shortstop headed into the season, right?
No, the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, the big question mark was, what about the left side of the infield? And I think Kate Doty coming from second after he had the shoulder injury earlier in the year, and then Jordan Thompson, I mean, those question marks, should, for the most part, we've forgotten about those. You know, there's still kind of a platooning situation at second base, although I think Zach Arnold, if he can, you know, contribute a little bit more at the plate, probably has the edge, but, you know, we've seen Collier Cranford there as well. But, yeah, the left field, thanks to Jordan Thompson at shortstop, you've kind of forgotten about those woes that we had early part of the season.
Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. And, Chris, I'm going to commit a radio sin. Typically, we don't like talking about the weather. We shouldn't talk about the weather, but tonight it's important. What's the weather down in Baton Rouge like?
Yeah, just now started to rain again. Of course, I'm sure you guys got what, or most of your listening audience got what we had earlier this morning around 5 a.m. Then it kind of opened for a little bit, and now the rain's starting to come down. And, of course, the forecast does not look good at 6 or 7 o'clock. But at last check, you know, we're still on to try to start at 7 p.m. tonight. And I'm about to head over to the ballpark, get everything ready, and we'll wait and see if they tell me to stay around or head home. But, again, it's a light rain. I think you play in this type of rain we got at the moment. It's just the heavier stuff that maybe comes later, closer to game time.
Chris, what would their options be if they have to move this game tonight?
There'll be two games tomorrow, two seven-inning games. You know, a lot of people, including myself, consider, all right, well, you start Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That means you got a four-day window to play three games. That's not the case. The rule applies the same way it does Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got to get these games in on the last and third day. So even though you have a Sunday, the league has kept those same rules intact. So we'd have to play two tomorrow, and they'd be seven-inning affairs.
Okay,
same
and finally,
thing as it would be like we did in Tennessee.
Okay, so finally, it was like that on Easter, too. Easter Sunday, they didn't play. What's prohibiting them? Aside, I know the rules, but why is this a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series instead of a typical Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's television.
Okay.
It's television. Again, it opens the holes that mainly the ESPNU has Thursday, Friday, Saturday baseball, and it's part of, you know, going from ESPN or ESPN2 and obviously the SEC network. This year we actually have five series, I think, three at home, or check that, maybe three on the road, two at home that are Thursday, Friday, Saturday because of those TV windows. So, again, I didn't realize until this year that you still had to hold the same, got to get three games in 3 days, and there's no extension. Even if you have Sunday to move it into, they still won't do it.
Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. If LSU plays tonight, have a good call, Chris. Thanks for the time.
No problem, Christian. Always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.